Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. So today I want to talk about truth or dare. I'm finding that not only do people blame the past for the choices that they're making today, okay, but it's almost like they are trying to correct what previously happened in order to allow themselves to advance further. This is a big mistake, okay? Because basically you just drag yourself right through the muck and mire of the past and make yourself really depressed and miserable because in hindsight, you can see what went wrong and how your choices may not have been in your best interest. Which basically takes you on a kamikaze course because our objective, day to day, minute to minute, moment to moment, is to grow, to learn from our experiences, to make better choices. But ultimately, our objective is to create. We are all co-creators with God, why we're on the planet. And that's clear. At least to most people. Now, this might be a little bit discomforting, but it's important to understand that what you're dealing with here is your beliefs that are not necessarily true. And I think too many times people get so caught up in their beliefs until it never occurs to them that the reason why you've made certain mistakes or certain choices is because it was based upon what you believed at that particular time. Okay? Without recognizing that, obviously, you were wrong. It was not true. That was just your belief. If you feel like I can never be anything, my life is so screwed up, if it wasn't for good luck, if it wasn't for bad luck, I would have no luck at all. If you believe that you are a failure, if you were to believe that you are no good and that you aren't worthy of the gifts that you know life can bring you, you see other people living the life that you desire to live, but yet you think that you aren't qualified, aren't special enough. Or maybe you just think past has somehow disqualified you from receiving the gifts that you, as a co-creator with God, are entitled to. You see, if you believe that, even though it's not the truth, that is the life you will live, because your choices in life will be based upon that belief system. Okay? In trying to make this clearer, if you are a Catholic and you believe that you're supposed to do what Catholics do and go to confession and you're supposed to pray this way and you're supposed to manage your life a certain way, and then that is your belief system, which as a Catholic you probably committed to. But the person next door to you might be Jewish or might be Baptist. Okay? And their beliefs are very different. It doesn't make either one of you right. Religion basically is just the way you choose to practice, what you choose to believe in. And that's fine. And I'm certainly not challenging yet. But the important thing is the reason you keep tripping over your feet and getting into trouble is because your belief system and the truth oppose each other. Okay? So you may find that you just can't seem to work things out. Things just don't fall into place for you. No matter what you try to do, it just seems like you end up in struggle no matter what. And you keep trying to do the right things, and you listen to, you know, all the teachings of the many so-called masters and those who supposedly have the key to your success. You find that your life is just not getting any better. Instead, you're finding that you're digging a deeper hole. There's something wrong with your belief system. Pure and simple. There is something that you are believing that is not true for you. And that is why you keep falling into that same. That is why you're still in struggle. Okay? It doesn't matter about your education. It doesn't matter about, you know, family history. Your background doesn't matter either. Okay? What does matter is what you believe about yourself today as you go forward. And let me just throw this in here for those of you who may not understand this automatically. You cannot lie to yourself. because your belief system, it's ingrained in your subconscious mind. Okay, you cannot lie about it. Okay, or try and BS it, because your belief system has brought you thus far. And this is where so many people get mixed up. They figure, well, you know, I said all the affirmations, I did all the things that I knew to do, but yet it still didn't work out for me. It's because you haven't changed the belief system. Okay? And until your beliefs into the realm of truth, you're always going to be out of sync. Okay? You can try to defy gravity all you want, but gravity is. Okay? It exists. That's it. Okay? You can pretend that it doesn't. You can convince yourself that, you know, gravity doesn't work all the time. And you can find yourself in a world of trouble, because gravity is the truth, at least in this universe. Okay? Many of us dare to go against what is. And I'm not talking about people who are trying to invent different products or services or trying to do something good with their life. What I'm talking about is your core beliefs. And if they are in conflict with what you are trying to be or do or to have, that is the reason right there why you're failing, why you are still in struggle, why there is never enough money, why your relationships don't work out, why your health is failing, okay, why you just can't get it together, why your mind is in 20 different places at once, okay? And you feel spiritually disconnected. This is why. Because the truth and your belief conflict. And if they don't coincide, you will continue to butt your head up against the brick wall, expecting different results, of course. I believe it was Einstein that said, the same mind that got you into trouble is not the mind that will get you out of it, because you don't have the capacity to see beyond the decisions that you've already made. That was the reason you made those decisions. So things are not true just because you believe it. Okay? Just understand that. Beliefs are generally a substitute for truth. Most of the things that you hold dear, I read this once, are precious to you, not because they're true, but because you wish they were true. Ask somebody to describe their previous relationship and what went wrong. I guarantee you, if you listen to them and then go ask their ex, you'll find that they were in two different relationships. And basically, it's because they believed two different things about the same relationship. And eventually, it became a failure. So a lot of times people say, well, I just can't believe that's true. Well, not because it violates the truth, because it really violates your beliefs. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Change your life today. Join the program. Figure out what you keep doing wrong. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do, and know that I love you.